Well, thank you, Barney, and well, God bless each and every one of you out there. I wanted to share a little bit on the worth of silence when it comes to our time with God. Now, you might ask, why is silence and stillness so important? Can't God speak to us in every circumstance? Surely, and He can. And He does speak to us whenever we are listening. It is the listening that is so difficult to do in the midst of activity, noise, or any other distractions. I saw this great example in Luke chapter 10. You can turn there if you have a Bible. Verse 38. And this is where Jesus is teaching at the home of Mary and Martha. Said, as Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing, and she came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Why don't you tell her to come and help me? But the Lord said to her, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has chosen that good part, and it will not be taken away from her. So what was this good part that Mary chose? Well, it was to be still and quiet at the feet of her master, right? We can, like Martha, mistake activity for fruitfulness. In fact, we can hide from God in our work for Him and not even realize it. We can even justify going without a time of stillness in so many ways. For example, oh God, there's just so much to do and not enough time to do it. You might say, I'm busy doing God's work. I just don't know how or have any time to spare. Well, just as our bodies need sleep for restoration, our spirits need silence and stillness. Think about it. All fruitfulness and maturity will grow from this time we spend with God. Yes, we have been called out to do good works. It makes me think of Ephesians 2:10, where it says, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, right? Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. There you go. But it is that quiet time with the Father that is needed to hear His still small voice. Here's a great example. Jesus. Let's go to Mark chapter 1. And I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. I'm going to start in verse 32. It starts off with that evening after sunset. So we know it was getting late. But he goes on and says, many sick and demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. The whole town gathered at the door to watch. You don't see him get a whole town in front of a door, but anyway, verse 34 says, so Jesus healed many people who were sick with various diseases, and he cast out many demons. But because the demons knew who he was, he did not allow them to speak. Now think about this. That must have been quite an evening. A whole town bringing all these people that are sick or possessed. You think you might have just been there for 10 minutes, 15 minutes and say, okay, see you guys. No, it must have been quite a long time. But listen to the next verse. We don't see this, but next verse, verse 35 says, before daybreak, the next morning. So we don't know how long he was there, but I can guarantee it was a while. But this is what I really got out of this. Verse 35, before daybreak, the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. Wow. I don't know about you, but I probably would have been wanting to sleep in. Get a break here. But it says here in verse 36, later Simon and the others went out to find him. And when they found him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." And this is what Jesus said. He goes, "We must go on to other towns as well. And I will preach to them too. That is why I came." That is why he came. That is why he does what he does what he does. Yeah. But he went to the Father to just spend time with him, ask him, "Well, hey, Dad, so what do we got planned for tomorrow?" And then he listened. Goes on in verse 39. So he traveled throughout the region of Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and casting out demons. So it wasn't just one or two places. It was all the synagogues around there. We can sometimes get an exaggerated sense of the importance of what we do for God. But you know what? God is not nearly as concerned about what you do for him as he is about the time you spend with him. Jesus Christ instructed the same for us, or to his disciples back then, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. And he said to them, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And the Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly." There's times when I can get quiet like that, and there'll be a verse that just comes to me, or just something that just clicks for me, and it's what I needed to hear at that time. And to me, what a reward that is, knowing that God Almighty was able to get through to me and help me out. Show me what to do in a situation. It's pretty awesome. But, it takes practice. It takes time. It doesn't always, you start doing this kind of spending time in silence. It's a challenge at first. But the more you can get quiet and learn to listen, so much God can share with you. Then he goes on to say, verse 7, "But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him." Wow. We think we got to just spill our guts out with the Father and just, and that's okay. It's fine. But you got to remember, prayer is a two-way conversation. Yes, we praise God and we share our hearts with him, but it is important to remember that God wants to share things with us. He says he already knows what before we even pray, he knows what we have need of. So it might be wise to just, after you get these things out, just listen. Well, then what should I do, Father? What do you got for me? This is when we can enjoy conversation with the Father, to have that special relationship with him where you take the time to really hear what he has to say to you. In John chapter 17, verse 3, Jesus tells us in his prayer that eternity is in a relationship with the living God. It says, "This is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." That's what we're called to do. To seek out God, to know him and his Son. We are called to do more than simply obey the commands we read in the Bible. We are called to friendship and communion with God, It's a deep knowing one with another, right? I like this verse back in Psalm 81, verse 13, where cried out, "Oh, that my people would listen to me." You know, it must hurt God's heart when he so wants to talk to us and help us, and just like a father with his child. And then here he just says, "Oh, that my people would listen to me." Why? That Israel here would walk in my ways. It's the same with us today. If we would just listen to God, he can teach us how to walk. Jesus Christ was that example, and he says, "Follow me, you know, I'm the way." He's the way how to walk with God. And we should be too. See, listening precedes walking. That's the key. Listening precedes walking. If you are to do as God says, you must sit quiet and listen for him. It is in the silence that we hear and know the will of God for us. It is here that he confirms to our hearts his plans for us. You know, I found speaking in tongues has enabled me to bring rest to my soul, and no matter where I am, it's that direct communication with the Father. And I've especially found that setting aside a certain time in my day to get quiet with God, with no distractions, it has allowed me to hear his still small voice. And to me, that's worth everything. Deuteronomy 29:29, he says that the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. You know, there's so much God can reveal to us personally if we would just take that time alone with him and do what? Listen. And whether it be through his word or just getting quiet and setting aside that silent time with the Father, as I begin this teaching, it is worth it. So I love you guys, and just thank God that we are in a family, that we have the true God who can walk and talk with us and help us along the way. So God bless you. Have a good evening.